A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as 7 times? Jesus answered, I say to you, not 7 times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full. Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, Pay back what you owe. Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, Be patient with me and I will pay you back. But he refused. Instead, he had him put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant if I had pity on you? Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart. The Gospel of the Lord. This gospel could be entitled, The Gospel for Repeat Offenders. Our criminal justice system does not deal well with repeat offenders. But the system is built on justice, and not a very fair justice at that. How fortunate that we have a God whose name, as Pope Francis says, is mercy. When Jesus wants to address something really important, he tells a story. He does this as a way of responding to Peter, who asks the all-important question, How often must I forgive? 7 times? Of course, the number 7 was big in Hebrew numerology. 7 symbolized infinity. 7 means many. So many that it could not be counted, perhaps like the grains of sand on the seashore. So when Jesus answers 7 times 70, he was emphasizing how often we must forgive our sister or our brother. And if we are to forgive one another those many times, then of course God forgives us as well those many times and more. The parable that follows is filled with the exaggerations for the purpose of emphasis that are typical of parables. We think of the familiar one about the sheep and the goats. Well, I don't know of any person who is literally a sheep or a goat. And when the poor goats are sent away where there is weeping and grinding of teeth, it is just very strong language, so we will never forget the heart of the story. When I was hungry, you gave me to eat, and so forth. In the parable of the lost sheep, most shepherds would not leave the 99 to chase after the one small lost sheep. I think of the exaggerations that parents use to get their kids to comply. If I have told you once, I have told you a million times to clean up your room. You live in a pigsty. No parent has said, clean your room, a million times, and the kid's room would be far from a pigsty, but hopefully the youngster gets the message. And so it is in this parable. Jesus drives home the point by saying that the angry master took the unforgiving employee and had him tortured. The story ends with strong language. In the same way, your heavenly Father will deal with you if you do not forgive your brother or sister from your heart. God's name is mercy. God never tortures anyone, but we get the point. We hear the response to the psalm today. Remember your mercies, Lord. Forgiving from the heart is not easy. One issue that needs to be mentioned here is the issue of domestic abuse, or any abuse for that matter. The deed may be so painful and so damaging to an individual that forgiveness is almost impossible, in which case the person can only try to lay the event and the pain at the foot of God, who is mercy, and know that God considers that action to be an act of forgiveness. Forgiving and simply going on with life in such cases may be beyond human strength. But we also think of the tragic circumstances where hurts and offenses within families cause siblings and family members to hold grudges. And they then take the easy way out and just close the doors, resolving it all by just never ever speaking to each other again. I think this gospel asks us to seek the grace of the Holy Spirit, to keep the doors open, to seek forgiveness even when the door is slammed in our face. Holy Spirit, God whose name is mercy, give each of us this grace this day. And perhaps we can think of the many times we have been forgiven by others, taking some consolation, knowing that in the end, we are all repeat offenders.